Welcome to another edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record every week in the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is Micah Kaiser, the starting middle linebacker for the UVA football team, which opens the season Saturday afternoon against 13th-ranked UCLA at the Rose Bowl. Micah, thanks for stopping by. You ever been to California?
Thanks for having me, and yes, I've been to California once when I was two, so I guess that doesn't count. And then my senior year, I played in the Marine Bowl out there. So
wow, so you are you're a veteran of this trip, then.
Yes.
Are you somebody who watched a lot of college football when you were growing up? If so, you know, what will it mean to get to play in the Rose Bowl?
Yes, I watched a ton of college football growing up, and football in general, just being a Ravens fan, and then the Rose Bowl. I guess everyone's biggest Rose Bowl memory is Vince Young playing out there and beating USC. So, and yes, ever since I can remember, you know, every New Year's I've watched every Rose Bowl game and I've watched UCLA, so it should be exciting.
I know the team is going to go to the Rose Bowl on Friday. Does that kind of get out the jitters about being in that venue so you can focus a little bit more on Saturday or focus just on the football?
Definitely. I'd be lying if I said, you know, it's not a big venue. I'm not really excited to play in there. So just going and just getting it out of the way and then realizing, all right, we're here to play a game, that'll be big.
By the opening kickoff Saturday afternoon, more than 4 weeks will have passed since the first day of training camp in August. For the players, does it seem to take forever for the first game to arrive? Or,
definitely.
Or does training camp fly by?
And we've basically been preparing for this game since, you know, last season ended. Winter workouts,
right.
Spring ball, summer ball. Everyone's been talking about UCLA, so it's definitely, you know, great to finally play a game.
You served something of an apprenticeship your first 2 years at UVA. You redshirted in 2013, then you backed up Henry Coley last season. You said the other day at JPJ you were glad you redshirted. Do you feel you're as well prepared as you could be heading into your first college start?
Definitely. You know, I've been here for 2 years, which is, really is a long time in college football when you think about it. So that's two springs, you know, two winters of working out. So I feel like I'm ready to go.
What did you learn from Henry and playing behind him?
Just my biggest thing learned from him was preparation for the team. And just being mentally ready. We're kind of differently physical players, but just mentally, me being ready mentally.
Yeah, for people who haven't seen you, you played a lot of special teams. For people who haven't seen you at linebacker, how would you describe your game and kind of your approach?
Definitely. I'm more of a cerebral player. I'm not going to overwhelm you with my size, strength, speed, but I'm in the right place and I have a nose for the ball.
You made your collegiate debut against UCLA last year at Scott Stadium. What do you remember about that experience?
So that being my first game, I was just really excited. And for me, every time I play a football game, it's the butterflies. You know, you always I saw Brett Favre say that if you don't have butterflies before a game, you should probably quit playing. So, you know, I like getting that first hit, and then once I get that first hit, I mean, I'm ready to go.
What special teams units were you on last year?
I was on punt return, kickoff return, so all four.
So you were out there for the opening kickoff of the game?
Definitely, yep.
I can't remember, did Virginia receive or kick off?
We kicked off, and it was actually a touchback.
So you didn't get to hit anybody on that?
just ran down.
The roster lists Baltimore as your hometown, and you make no secret of your affection for the Ravens. Have you lived in Baltimore all your life?
Whole life.
Born and raised?
Born and raised, yes.
You graduated from Gilman School, as did Darius Jennings, who preceded you on the football team at UVA. How many years were you at Gilman?
So I was at Gilman for 7 years, from sixth grade until I graduated.
How close were you and Darius there?
So Darius was 2 years older than me, so when I was there in sixth grade, Darius was an eighth grader in middle school, so I've known him for a while.
Did he play a role in your decision to come to Virginia? I know you also had scholarship offers from schools such as Penn State, Florida, Oklahoma, Stanford.
He played a pretty big role, just knowing that a guy that was at Gilman who had success at Gilman and then went to a school like UVA and then was having success in the classroom and on the field, so that definitely played a big part in it.
Your bio says that in addition to football, you played lacrosse at Gilman, mm-hmm. where your teammates included Ryan Tucker, who had a terrific career for Dom Starja here. What position did you play in lacrosse?
And I was a midfielder, and I was on so Ryan Tucker's senior year, I was on the championship team with him. I finished fifth in the country. A lot of people say I probably should have stuck with lacrosse. I could play lacrosse in college, but I've always been a football guy.
Now, there's a Gilman guy on the lacrosse team now, right, Chase?
Chase Campbell. Campbell. Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up playing lacrosse, or is that something when you got to Gilman you started playing?
So, in Baltimore, lacrosse is, like, the biggest sport.
Right.
People care more about lacrosse than football, definitely. So, I started playing lacrosse in fourth grade, and I really took to it. Pretty much taught myself how to play and played all through middle school and played in the high school.
So are you a guy we'll see out at Clockner in the spring?
Definitely.
If your schedule permits.
I go to the most lacrosse games I can go to. I can try to get to them.
Gilman has a big-time football program. Did you ever play in one of those kind of made-for-TV ESPN games?
I did. My senior year, we played against Moeller.
From Cincinnati?
From Cincinnati. Yep.
How'd that go?
We lost. It was the score was closer than it seemed. We were like a play away from really, you know, turning the game around, but we didn't make enough plays. We ended up losing that one.
Speaking of Gilman, I saw that it lost a close one to St. Edward's School from Cleveland last week. And did you know that Nick Sulzer from the wrestling team was a St. Ed graduate?
I did not.
Yeah. Next up is Good Counsel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Given that about a dozen of your teammates here are Good Counsel graduates, you getting a lot of trash talk your way this week?
Definitely. So I remember playing those games in high school, playing against Kirk, Andre, Whitey, you know, Croce. Those are some serious games, and usually the winner would decide who won the state championship in Maryland. So they beat me 2 years, and I beat them 1 year. So it's definitely good to go back and forth with them guys.
At the spring game this year, you received one of the Rock Weir Awards as the defense's most improved player. Where did you make the most progress from the end of last season to, you know, through spring ball?
Really, everything. You know, I trusted myself. I feel like I was ready to go into games last year, but there would be some things I'd be a step slow on, or just calling, or just overall knowing what was going on. I feel like in the spring I really took up more of a leadership role, and then just knowing what was going to happen, knowing how to make all the calls, whether it was with the front, you know, front seven or in the back with the secondary, just knowing where everyone fits.
As the Mike linebacker, you're one of the quarterbacks of the defense, and you have to make those calls before every play. I think you said the other day that that's a role you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Did you do that in high school as well?
So in high school, we basically checked every – based on what the offense came out in, their formation, we would check the play. So I had to do that, you know, since my sophomore year I've been doing that, so I feel really comfortable doing that.
Your position coach changed this year when John Tenuta took over the secondary and Mike Archer moved to the linebackers. Those two seem to be of one mind when it comes to football. Has the switch made a significant difference for you and the other linebackers?
No, not really. Coach Tenuta still really hands-on with me and Zach and all the linebackers. So, you know, him and Coach Archer are really attached at the hip.
Yeah.
So they teach us the same things. We do the same drills. It's no big difference.
They seem to kind of speak their own language sometimes out there on the practice field.
And everyone, I mean, if you've been here long enough, you start to pick up, like, what they're talking about, too. So it's interesting.
Linebacker is probably the least experienced position on this team. The only guy there who started a college game is Zach Bradshaw, and that was in 2013 when he was a true freshman. What's the learning curve been like for the group this preseason? There's in the mix, you have a number of true freshmen, and three of whom are supposed to play this year: CJ Stalker, Dominique Shepherd, and Eric Allen.
So it's kind of crazy. Me and Zach went from being, I guess, the young guys of the group to the oldest guys in the group in a real short period of time. So I feel like we've been around for a while. So 2 years of learning what Coach Tenuta wants and expects, that makes us, you know, really ahead of the game. And so we've just been in a leadership role. And me, even though I'm only, you know, a redshirt sophomore on the field, I'm kind of like the oldest guy in the group now. So just kind of trying to teach CJ, Malcolm, Dom, Eric, trying to, you know, get everyone else up to pace, really.
You're from big city Maryland and Baltimore. Zach is from small town Maryland in Damascus. You two came in together in 2013. Are you guys good friends?
Well, really good friends. One of my best friends.
The defense forced more than two dozen turnovers last season and was able to consistently apply pressure to opposing quarterbacks. One of the main storylines this preseason has been the pass rush, and if you'll be able to, you know, get opposing quarterbacks now that Eli Harold and Max Vallis are gone. Are you tired of hearing those questions? And are you glad you're finally going to get a game to answer them?
Try to, you know, show people, but Coach Tanita does a great job designing defenses that really attack opposing offenses' protections, and we try to do, you know, dictate what we want to do to the offense. So we're going to make them play our kind of game, and you know, he gets after the quarterback, and hopefully this Saturday you'll see a lot of, you know, sacks and a lot of pressures on the quarterback.
I know you were asked some on Monday over JPJ about UCLA and its true freshman quarterback. You did say you didn't think the philosophy would change that much. Mm-hmm. So is that because Tanita goes after every quarterback? Mm-hmm.
Coach Tanita doesn't change for anybody. He's going to call, you know, his defense based on what the other team likes to do and try to take advantage of their weaknesses.
So how has your UVA experience been outside of football here? Have you picked a major yet?
Yes, I'm a foreign affairs major. So outside of football has been great. I've done well in the classroom, had, you know, my fair amount of fun.
What interests you about foreign affairs? Is that something when you came here?
So when I came in, I was actually thinking about econ, and I'm not going to lie, I struggled with the calc too, so I was like, And then foreign affairs is a good mix of history and a government, and I really like history.
All right, I know you have a lot of loose ends to tie up before the team leaves Thursday for L.A. I won't keep you much longer, but I would be remiss if I did not ask you about the nickname Coach Tanita has bestowed upon you. You are known as?
The beautiful, long-haired Stanley White.
And Stanley White is someone you know, right?
Yes.
Now, there's a Stanley White Sr. and a Stanley White Jr., right?
And I know both Stanley White Sr. was the defense coordinator at Gilman, so he's kind of like an uncle to me. And then Stanley White Jr. is
And he played at Gilman, right?
Stanley White Jr. played at Gilman, played at Ohio State, and he actually owns a CrossFit gym in Maryland, and I trained there in my senior year, so I know both Stan White Sr. and Stan White Jr.
So Stan White Sr., is his coaching style and philosophy similar to that of
John Tanita? Very similar to Coach Tanita. Similar defenses, similar, enthusiasm for the game. Coach Tanita might be a little bit more turned up than Coach White, but very similar.
Micah, thanks again for your time. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.
We'll see you in L.A.
Thank you.
The UVA women's soccer team also will be in Los Angeles this weekend for games against UCLA and Pepperdine. Here in Charlottesville, fans can take in volleyball at Mem Gym and men's soccer at Klockner Stadium. Remember to check virginiasports.com for schedules and information on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast.